With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Rescuers continue to search for more than 160 people believed to be missing in the flash floods that laid waste to Texas Hill Country. At a news conference in Kerr County, Texas on Tuesday, Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker says the well-being of first responders is a priority.
We process it the best we can. We have professionals in place, our crisis intervention team. All the agencies have some members representing there.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the efforts will not stop until every missing person is accounted for. Officials have been seeking more information about those who were in the popular tourist destination during the 4th of July holiday weekend. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley is reaffirming his support for Medicaid after voting in favor of the budget bill that makes deep cuts to the federally funded health care program. Bernie Bennett has more details.
The senator met with advocates for radiation survivors in St. Louis Tuesday to tout the inclusion of compensation for those victims included in the One Big Beautiful Bill. When asked about cuts to Medicaid, Hawley said the legislation includes $1 billion more for rural hospitals in Missouri over the next 4 years. He went on to say Medicaid cuts won't hit Missourians until 2030, and he hopes that it never happens. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden's White House physician is refusing to answer questions as part of the House Republican investigation into Biden's health in office. Dr. Kevin O'Connor invoked his rights under the Fifth Amendment during a closed-door interview Wednesday before the House Oversight Committee. Oversight Chair Representative James Comer of Kentucky says O'Connor's refusal to testify makes it clear there was a conspiracy. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 217 points. This is SRN News. Spanish clergymen are fighting a conversion therapy ban.
The legislation would make it illegal for anyone to counsel a child in an effort to help them abandon the homosexual lifestyle and would imprison those who violate the law. The Spanish Evangelical Alliance is decrying the legislation, which has already been approved by the lower house of the Spanish Parliament. The bill does not include any exceptions for members of the clergy. Similar statutes have been passed by several U.S. states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for the state of Maine and a lawmaker who criticized transgenderism online now agree that the lawmaker's appeal of her loss of voting rights is now moot. State Representative Laurel Libby questioned the state's practice of letting boys compete against girls in school sports, prompting the House of Representatives to take away her voting rights. Lawmakers voted in June to halt the restrictions after the Supreme Court intervened on her behalf. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
AI chip maker NVIDIA has done something no other company has ever done before.
Seemingly endless demand for the AI chips that NVIDIA designs has sent the company's market value up to $4 trillion. That makes NVIDIA more valuable than any of its big tech rivals. Microsoft and Apple are worth more than $3 trillion each. Much of the growth for NVIDIA has come over the past 2.5 years. More companies are investing heavily in building out their AI capabilities, and they're buying more and more of NVIDIA's chips to run them. The latest milestone in NVIDIA's growth came just 2 years after it surpassed the $1 trillion valuation mark. Seth Sutel, New York.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as the Trump administration sought to win more deals with global trading partners. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by 217 points, the NASDAQ up 192, and the S&P 500 up by 38. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.